Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. It has been 5 years since Crimea held their referendum to secede from Ukraine and then held another referendum to merge with the Russian republics. And we've had 5 years of, you know, Russia, you know, annexed Crimea. They stole Crimea, those evil Russians, blah, 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 blah. And apparently the harangue, as it were, is wearing off. And we're starting to see more and more of a sense in Europe of rapprochement with Russia. And probably a good example of that comes from Italian leader Matteo Salvini. And he basically said, I continue to believe we don't need sanctions. The issue of their removal unites all decent people. So the Europeans are tired of these sanctions as well. Remember when those sanctions were first imposed, it hurt Europe more than it hurt Russia. I mean, there were riots in France because these farmers were cut off from their market, from their buyers. And they had all these rotting crops, and they trucked them into Paris and just dumped them on the steps of these government buildings. What is it about government that they can't just let people live their lives and engage in peaceful commerce and just work to make a better world? Why is it always that governments feel they have to intervene and hack and slash at the normal processes of commerce so they can stand up there and make speeches and say, look what I did. It was a good thing. Trust me. Okay, another one of our Democratic candidates for 2020, Cory Booker, is now out there campaigning, saying that if he becomes the president, he will create a White House office exclusively dedicated to protecting abortion rights. See, the Democrats are using the abortion issue. They're fanning it up so that next year's election is about abortion and not about the economy. Not that the economy is really doing all that great. In fact, by the time the 2020 elections come around, it may be very obviously in trouble, even to the most disconnected voter. But that's it. The GOP has walked into a trap, and they don't realize it yet, apparently. So Democrats are pushing for late-term abortions. Republicans move to ban abortions, even in the case of rape and incest. And the victims of this are women and the unborn babies. And even this article I'm looking at, which came out of Russia Today, is saying rekindled interest in abortion legislation is a clear reminder that the 2020 presidential elections are bearing down on the United States like a tornado with all the expected fallout and damage. So that's what it's really all about. They don't really care about the women. They only care about the unborn in terms of plumping them up so that the sale of the body parts becomes more profitable. Okay, there's been a recent analysis by the Guttmacher Institute that found nearly one in 20 women will have an abortion in her first 20 years of life. By age 30, that number approaches one in five. By age 45, it's one in four. And it is a staggering number. It's certainly more than I thought was going on here. But people are looking at these numbers and wondering if, in fact, that feelings of guilt by these women are turning them into fanatic supporters of abortion. They don't want to entertain the possibility that they may have done something wrong, that they may have ended a human life. So, out here in Hawaii, Senator Mazie Hirono brags to protesters that she rallied eighth grade schoolgirls and boys in support of abortion. Eighth grade. Now, when I was in eighth grade, we didn't even know what abortion was. It was all very hush-hush. Nobody talked about that. And so Crazy Maisie is out there trying to get the kids on board to say, yes, abortion is really good. And here's another good one. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, led by Supervisor Hilda L. Solis, who's a former cabinet member in the Obama administration, has voted to ban travel to the state of Alabama over their new pro-life law. Now, apparently not having anything better to deal with, like the piles of trash and the rat epidemic, Solis authored a motion to ban travel associated with official county business to the Yellowhammer State for a period of 1 year. One has to wonder just how much business officials from Los Angeles County would have in a state over 2,000 miles away. But we must make a point. We must strike a blow for liberty for women, and so forth and so on. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So trans actress Laverne Cox was giving a speech to a graduating class and said, abortion rights aren't just women's rights, they're trans men's rights too. Now that's getting a little bit out there. Okay. She's out there saying that trans men's have a right to an abortion, even though they can't ever get pregnant. How much more disconnected from reality can these people get? That's what I want to know. Now, Nancy Pelosi, who is supposedly Catholic, is out there blasting white guys who are against abortion. So that's the new framing of the debate. It's white guys who are against abortion. Okay, remember the hashtag MeToo, where it just took off and everybody's saying, oh, I was abused, I was a must. It began with the Harvey Weinstein situation. And there is a lot of stuff that goes on. But a lesson that we all should have learned back in the 1990s during the militant feminist movement and the rape hysteria is that you can get a witch hunt mentality going where all of a sudden women want to claim to be molested or raped so they can get their moment of victimhood and media attention. Boy, if you could come up with a really clever story of how you were raped, you were guaranteed a shot on Donahue or Oprah. So apparently down in Australia, actor Jeffrey Rush was accused by actress Erin Jean Norville, who starred alongside him in Shakespeare's King Lear that ran in Sydney, Australia between 2015 and 2016. Now, Rush denied all allegations, and despite his denial, he was forced to step down as president of Australia's Screen Industry Academy following the complaints. Well, it went to court, and it turned out the allegations were false, and Jeffrey Rush has been awarded $1.9 million in the lawsuit he filed against Australia's Nationwide News, which published the claims that he'd engaged in sexual misconduct. You got to fight back on that. Not every claim of assault or rape should be taken at face value. They should all be evaluated carefully on a case-by-case basis. This Me Too can get out of control. Been a long time since Salem, Massachusetts. We dare not go back there again. Well, Jussie Smollett is back in the news, and no, it's not because Empire is taking him back. He's definitely off that show here. And after Chicago prosecutors abruptly and inexplicably dropped all criminal charges related to the false police report he filed, the case file was sealed. And Smollett said, well, I just want my privacy. And for a while, it appeared that Smollett was simply going to walk away from the incident without anyone else knowing exactly what transpired. That has changed. Cook County Circuit Court Judge Stephen Watkins ordered Smollett's file be unsealed and all details of his case made available to the public. So the tabloid people are going to be chewing over that one for the next week. Okay, let's take a caller, Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, transgender men can become pregnant. In other words, if they were a female and they've already gone through female puberty and retained functioning ovaries, they can, and they become a man, whatever. I mean, you know, not that I'm in favor of all this stuff. I'm with you on the whole transgender deal, but that's what they're talking about. They can still have babies after they've changed from woman to man.
But anyway, I was under the impression that as part of the surgical process, that plumbing was removed. But again, it's wacko. It's
all
really
wacko.
Caligula,
it's completely wacko
stuff.
And the Democrats, I don't think they understand. They're losing. Most of America just does not, are not with them on this. I mean, there's some people that have been preached to in a college that say it has to be this way, but, you know, I just can't. I mean, it makes no sense, all this transgender stuff. And on abortion, my comment on abortion is, if they leave it up to the states, which is the way it always was before Roe v. Wade, they left it up to the states. If you lived in some place like Kansas and you wanted to get an abortion, you could go to California and get an abortion. Nobody's going to stop you. But what these Democrats want, they also want free. They want it all to be free, paid for by the government.
Yep.
And that's what they're really after is free stuff, free abortion. And abortion sucks. I mean, you know, women, nobody really wants an abortion. It's a last-ditch effort for whatever it is. I mean, so it's bad news. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here, and thanks for the correction on the transgenders. And it's not like I've done an in-depth study of exactly what it all means and what gets done during the transitioning. I do see it as, I'm in agreement with that other gentleman who said, this is mental illness, and it may be exacerbated by chemicals in the environment that are sending mixed up gender signals into our bodies. My position on abortion is, I understand there are times where it is necessary. I am opposed to it just being used as retroactive birth control by women who don't want to see themselves as that kind of woman, and they don't do birth control, and then they get caught and they go get an abortion. That's not fair to the unborn child. If you want to have an active sex life, then prepare yourself for it. And, you know, be very careful. Some of those chemicals out there, I will agree, they can be a little bit hazardous, but they're making them better all the time. This idea of retroactive birth control shows a complete callous disregard for life. And that seems to be something that pervades liberalism as a whole, that individuals are not worthy of respect, that it's all just a vast proletariat, if you will. Okay, when I was a kid, you probably remember the OK hand sign, index finger and thumb together, and the other three fingers spread wide. And when I was a kid, that's all it meant. Okay. That's it. It was on TV, movies. Nobody thought anything about it. It has now been declared as a white supremacist symbol, which is going to come as a big surprise to those of us who used to use it. And the backlash on that is over in Chicago. There's this high school where they're spending more than $53,000 to reprint the entire run of 2018-2019 yearbooks after staff discovered photos inside in which students were flashing the OK hand sign. I mean, this is just getting really, really silly. Okay, let's take a phone call from Alan in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you, Mike. Hey, I just want to mention some stuff about immigration. I have an observation and then kind of a suggested action that I kind of want to talk about. One of the observations I made about the immigration thing and refugees is that it seems like it's almost like when a 50-year-old guy runs off with a 20-year-old secretary and he's tired of the wife that he's been with for 30 years, raising the family and everything. He knows every pimple and wrinkle, and he's just tired of the old wife, and he sees the 20-year-old secretary, and, wow, that's really cool and sexy, and he just wants to run off with her. And that's kind of the way I see the government's view. It's like they're tired of the American people. They know all our pimples and wrinkles, and they just don't like it. And they see somebody that they don't know, that they don't see the wrinkles and pimples, and they want to run off with them because they look cool and sexy, and it's just destructive and very selfish, and that's an observation I wanted to make about that.
Well, you may be closer to the truth than you realize, because from the point of view of the U.S. government, the current indigenous American population has become unruly. We don't listen to them. We don't believe them. We're not obeying them. And so the government may simply be saying, all right, well, you know, let's, you know, ramp up abortion. Let's go and attack white heterosexual males, and we'll flood the country here with all of these immigrants who don't even really speak the language, let alone are able to analyze, you know, what we're saying about the need to go off for war.
Yes, and I kind of want to send out a warning to the immigrants and refugees that are coming, because what's going to happen to them when they've been here for a couple of generations? They're going to be just as despised as we are, because they're going to want things. They're going to want action from their government. They're going to want all these things that were promised, you know, a right to free speech, bear arms, cars, all the things they've been promised. And anyway, but it leads me to a kind of a conclusion I'd like to share with y'all. I was watching a video in Europe where people were complaining about the immigration issue to the authorities, and the authorities always predictably came back with the response of that, well, you're just racist, you just hate these people, and all this kind of stuff. And it made me think that I think that we need to stay away from that. In other words, I mean, I grew up on the border, so I understand very clearly what the border issues are, and I realize that they are very complicated. But it's just not a good place to go with these people, because they fall on deaf ears. They just cannot hear it. So I think what I'd like to see us do is focus on the incompetence of the government, the nefarious actions of the government that they will not provide for us and them, and that I think that's where we need to bring our focus, because they too easily shoot down, you know, the stereotype that, you know, oh, you just hate these people and you're racist and all that, which isn't true. It's just that they seem to be able to use that to quiet people up, and I think that we need to stay away from that.
Well, there's a good response for that. There's a good response
for
that.
And just say, hey, the government's incompetent. They're not going to take care of us.
When somebody says you're being racist, you just come back and say, look, illegal isn't a race.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, that's my suggestion, that we shine a light on the incompetence of the government, saying, hey, they're not going to take care of us. You know, people are going to starve.
That's going to take a really big light.
Yeah, well, I agree. Anyway, but that's my suggestion. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, does anybody have one of those big World War II searchlights? We're going to need a big light to shine a light on all that incompetence here. Okay, over in San Francisco, where, like Los Angeles, the streets are full of trash. They're full of discarded drug needles. San Francisco has this program to hand out needles to drug addicts, and they're supposed to bring them back like Coca-Cola empties, but they don't. You have all of the homeless who are pooping on the streets. And so the San Francisco Board of Supervisors has just been given a 12% raise. So that's a big problem in this country, where that incompetence is being rewarded. We need merit-based pay scales. You do the job, you get more money. You're not doing the job, sorry, we're going to cut your pay. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the telephones to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind right now is to ignore the incompetence of the bureaucrats who represent us. Because the government, I'm going to dig my heels in and be strict about the fact that the government is us. And our Constitution is our strength. And thank heavens for shows like this where we can remind ourselves and show how important that government is and share that fact so we can keep a lot of light on it. You know, the bureaucrats who represent us are not representing us well. And I just wanted to make that distinction. We are the government, and we need to look to the Constitution every chance we can to remind ourselves of that.
You're absolutely right. Our representatives don't represent us. They represent their big campaign donors, and they represent themselves.
Yeah.
And that's not the way the founding fathers set up this country.
No.
And if you actually study the government that is described by the Constitution, you will see how far away from it we have come, especially since the end of the Civil War. And now we're in a nation where the chief executive can just declare war all on his own. That was never intended. Congress has made some half-hearted attempts to reclaim their constitutional authority over war making, but they don't seem to be making a lot of progress.
Yeah, it's like they want to sometimes challenge the Constitution so they can find a way to set a new precedent and therefore somehow get it changed. Like they come up with something that is a rule that doesn't adhere to the Constitution, and if they can get that to go through, maybe they can erode it. You know, we just have to
We've been seeing that. I mean, our Fourth Amendment right to privacy is completely gone between government surveillance and corporate surveillance. The Second Amendment is under constant attack. The government is routinely violating the Tenth Amendment. And now we're starting to see attacks on the First Amendment, both coming from Israel and BDS and from the social justice warriors saying that, no, free speech is a bad thing. You know, it's a bad thing.
That's right. I don't think it's going to be easy to change the Constitution by trying to come in with a different kind of law that challenges it. I don't know how timorous that is. I'm not sure, but I hope it never happens. We need to remind ourselves of how important it is.
Yeah, we do. One of the things that has undermined our Constitution is the practice of the Supreme Court arrogating for itself the right to interpret laws relative to the Constitution, which, by the way, that is not in the Constitution itself. And an earlier Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, laid it out very clear. Laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. But that's sort of been shoved over to the side there so that lawyers can make a lot more money arguing these issues all the way up through the appellate and to the Supreme Court. And that's why there's always this huge fight over the justices, because liberal justices will swing the laws toward the liberal agenda and conservative justices will swing it toward the conservative way. They're not even really paying all that much attention to the Constitution anymore. I mean, every once in a while they get it right, like in the Nixon versus Washington Post New York Times decision. But a lot of times they'll get it wrong, like the Obamacare decision. And so they're subject to politics. And again, I'd like to know what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And is she really still functioning as a Supreme Court justice, or are they just going to keep her in a closet hoping that a Democrat will take the White House in 2020?
I don't know. But you just gave us some very valuable information, at least it was for me, about how it's not that easy to change the Constitution.
Yeah, well, the only way to change the Constitution itself is with an amendment. And that means a bill passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, and then ratified by three-quarters of the states.
But it can go all the way to the Supreme Court if something challenges the Constitution.
Yeah. If there's a law that somebody says is unconstitutional, it can go to the Supreme Court. The danger is the Supreme Court can say, well, if we look at it from this way, then yes, it's constitutional. That's what they did with Obamacare.
Yeah.
When they said, well, this would be valid under the Commerce Clause.
Okay. Well, Obamacare, I think it was like Mission Impossible. I think they knew it was going to fail. That, and like I said at the time, I mean, this gets me off onto something else, but it really, the train wreck was the insurance company's gravy train. They wanted a piece of it, and that's where the weak link lay, and that's why they...
Well, the health insurance companies wrote the Affordable Care Act, and then they greased a lot of palms during the election, and then just handed it on over, and that was pushed on through as Obamacare. Anyway, Sherry, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just got an email. Sherry is right about those in power not following the Constitution. They don't want to govern the citizens. They want to rule them. There's a tremendous difference there. And with regard to the continued attempt to undermine the Second Amendment, dealing with the right to bear arms, the more I see how countries who have disarmed their citizens now treat their citizens. When you live in a country and you have no right to bear arms, you're no longer a citizen. You are a serf. And that's certainly true. And remember, during the 20th century, every time there was a genocide against a population, it was preceded by a gun ban. So they couldn't fight back. Okay, so over in Beverly Hills, I think this is a good example of how the elites get to keep on doing what they want to do, no matter what. And Beverly Hills has never been a tobacco-friendly city. They were the first in California to ban smoking inside restaurants and public places back in 1987. They added outdoor venues to the list in 2007. Now they're getting ready to enact what is the most stringent tobacco ban in the country, eliminating the sale and use of virtually all recreational nicotine products, with one very Beverly Hills exception. Cigarettes are out, Vapes are out, but for an elite group of aficionados, cigars will be spared as long as they're smoked inside one of three dedicated lounges. So entreaty support into City Hall from top executives at real estate offices, security firms, talent agencies, movie studios, and from former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nearly all of them are acolytes of the Grand Havana Room on North Canyon Drive, a club so exclusive its members need a special key to get on in. So these people will go on smoking their cigars, but everybody else down on the street, oh, we're going to keep you healthy. Trust us, we're going to keep you very healthy so that you can go on working hard and making us more money than you already have. Okay, let's do that. So, now, getting on back to the attack on our Constitution, a former Federal Election Commission chair is out there claiming that a libertarian interpretation of the First Amendment is responsible for more violent hate crime in the United States than terrorism. This is from former FEC chair Ann Reval, and she's out there basically saying the First Amendment is bad. You know, an unrestricted free speech is bad. It's causing a lot of violence. Well, I think the violence is caused by people who don't want to engage in a dialogue, or they can't engage in a dialogue, and they're unwilling to admit that maybe they're wrong. Peaceful, reasonable, rational debate seems to be gone from our society. But you remember what George Orwell said: freedom of speech means saying that which the other guy doesn't want to hear. And that's really it. If you're only saying what the other person wants to hear, that's not freedom of speech, that's permitted speech. Somebody just sent in an email about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Have you considered looking for her picture on milk cartons? Well, I don't drink milk anymore, but next time I'm at the market, I'll try that one here. Okay, so let's talk about Julian Assange. He has been hit with a total of 18 federal charges in the new indictment, and they're all for various forms of espionage, and they're all connected to the 2010 leak of classified documents by Chelsea Manning. Primarily that video, that gun camera video from a helicopter that blew up a camera crew and then shot up the people who tried to help them. Now, that was a war crime. And Manning saw that and said, we can't allow this stuff to go on unchallenged. So she blew the whistle, and she used WikiLeaks to do it. Now, they still have Chelsea Manning in solitary confinement. They're trying to get her to come on out and testify that Julian Assange solicited classified information, because if she says that, it's a whole different thing. If you are a journalist, media outlet, and somebody sends you classified information, you are protected from Title 18. If you ask for it or ask for more, then you've committed espionage. So it's something everybody in the independent media needs to remember. But basically, if convicted on all these indictments, and I'm sure he will be, because we've got Judge Kangaroo already putting on his robes, he's looking at spending the rest of his life in prison. Personally, I hope Sweden gets him on that revived sexual assault charge. And in another story along the same thing, journalists David Deladin and Sandra Merritt, who exposed the dealings at taxpayer-funded abortion mill Planned Parenthood via these undercover videos, were denied a request to halt criminal prosecution. They're being prosecuted for alerting the world that Planned Parenthood, which was encouraging women to have abortions rather than perhaps carry to term and put up for adoption, was selling the baby parts. And it was a huge, huge scandal. And so now they're looking at jail time. Now, in a little bit of good news, the Teeter versus Project Veritas action lawsuit was thrown out of court. In fact, the judge decided the claims from the plaintiffs were so thin, he wasn't even going to send it to the jury. And this was so impressive, even the New York Times had to report on this. So good for that one a little bit here. Okay, John Tillin is a co-founder of Skype, and he has taken it on as his life's mission to save the human race from the destruction of artificial intelligence. Since 2007, Tillin's dedicated more than $1 million towards preventing super smart AIs from replacing humans as Earth's dominant species and from destroying humanity in the process. Now, it may be a little hyped, but there is a valid concern there. We're already in a situation where humans are working underneath robots in various places. But apparently there was this popular science article written by AI researcher Eliza Yudkowsky, was called Staring into the Singularity. And he read it 2 years after cashing in his Skype shares following Skype's sale to eBay. I didn't know that eBay owned Skype. I thought Microsoft did. Maybe eBay sold it to them. But that's when Tillin started working on it. And so far, he's given more than $600,000 to the Machine Intelligence Research Institute, the nonprofit where Yudkowsky is a research fellow. He's also given $310,000 to the University of Oxford's Future of Humanity Institute, which Popular Science quotes him as calling the most interesting place in the universe. There is a legitimate concern here. Now, we're still generations away from what is called general AI, which is a sentient, self-aware computer system, like we saw in Transcendence. But computers, like any other tool, can be used for good or for evil. And we're already seeing computers that are not artificially intelligent being used to bad purpose. To surveil us, to track our buying habits, to keep an eye on us, to just mass all this data about us, to manipulate the markets. And one can only imagine that as artificial intelligence makes its way into the mainstream, if you will, the situation is going to get a lot worse. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm a Luddite, because I've grown up with science and technology. And I remember when computers were simple and fun, and a flick of the power switch would get rid of all your viruses and reset the machine back to the state it was when you brought it home from the store. I still have my little Commodore VIC-20 up there, which I'm unfortunately going to have to sell before we move. But today, it's just this monstrous cybernetic network, and it's taken on a life of its own, and it's under the control of governments and corporations. The machines no longer work for us. We work for the machines. Down in Venezuela, they're getting ready to develop a nationwide 4G system with the help of China's Huawei and Russian companies. And basically, the Venezuelan president, meaning Maduro, stated that Caracas is aiming to develop its satellite technologies. So, doesn't sound like they're quite as starving as we've been told that they are. Over at GitHub, there's a security researcher, goes by the pseudonym of Sandbox Escaper, and he's published demo exploit code for two more Microsoft zero-day exploits after releasing a similar fully working exploit the day before. Whoever this guy is, he's a white hat. There's no question about it, because I understand that in the world of the black hat hackers, an unpublished zero-day exploit is worth $250,000. But these two mark the sixth and seventh zero days impacting Microsoft products this security researcher has published in the past 10 months. Somebody needs to start taking cybercrime and cybersecurity seriously. and they need to de-emphasize, you know, faster, more powerful, more glitzy, more gadgets, and pull on back and say, okay, it may not do what your last machine did, but it's going to be a lot safer. Chromebook is already out with an ad for their Chromebook saying, you know, that comes with antivirus built in, and whether or not it's going to be that effective, we don't know, because as long as cybercrime is profitable, the cyber criminals are going to continue to find ways to hack around the antivirus here. Anyway, somebody just sent me an email. Would the advanced AI computers be analog or quantum? Well, of course, they're not going to be analog. Analog computers went out about, I think the last time I saw one was, actually, I can't even talk about where I saw that one, but it was like 30 years ago. Analog computers are built out of transistors and variables, resistors, potentiometers, and they're made to simulate an equation with analog voltage. And they did tend to predate digital computers, but they have been displaced. As far as quantum computers, I'm not seeing them live up to the hype. But artificial intelligence computing will be some form of digital network. So, analog computers, boy, that takes me back always. I remember in high school, they had this wonderful Heathkit analog computer. And I was able to wire it up because there was no programming with a keyboard or anything like that. You literally went in with wires and resistors and you attached them to these little screw terminals on these various amplifiers. And I got it to send signals to an oscilloscope that displayed a bouncing ball. There was a line on the bottom of the scope, and this round circle would start at the upper left, and it would bounce, and the bounce would decay over time. And that was about the maximum limit of what this AI computer, this analog computer, rather, could do here. But it was fun and a thrill to get it to work. Back then, this stuff was fun. All right, getting back to the modern world here. Apparently, Apple has gotten into trouble yet again because one of the latest updates has slowed the phone's performance, and it was designed to manage demands on the battery. Consumers weren't told, and apparently a lot of users tried to take their phones in to get them repaired or replaced because they were running so much slower. And so Apple is now promising to be clearer and more upfront with iPhone users about battery health and performance following action by Great Britain's Competition and Markets Authority. They seem to be doing a really good job. Yeah, sometimes it just seems like the updates are worse than the original machine. I mean, there have been so many of these Microsoft patches that have actually caused harm, bricked machines. Ever since the last update to my Apple Watch, it keeps tapping my wrist at random, and it doesn't seem to have anything for it. It just, I don't know. It's weird stuff. Okay, you remember WannaCry? This ransomware? Well, apparently, somebody did a survey and discovered hundreds of U.S. schools still have not patched their servers. They've done little more than just put a bandage over long-standing system vulnerabilities, and the bandages can be gotten around. And they now have a name for the ransomware that hit Baltimore City 2 weeks ago. It's called Robinhood, R-O-B-B-I-N. And they still don't know how it got in. They still weren't able to figure that out. But apparently, Baltimore isn't the only city that has been hit by this, because apparently Lynn, Massachusetts, Cartersville, Georgia, both had electronic payment systems taken offline by ransomware. Greenville, North Carolina, was struck by Robinhood ransomware. And this should be a national priority. Getting on back to Huawei, apparently they anticipated there was going to be friction with the United States of America, and that access to certain chips that they were buying from the United States would be threatened. And so now they have come to this agreement over in Great Britain. They're building their own chip factory in Cambridge. So far from globalism, we're seeing everybody is starting to go their own way. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, if you are a fan of electronic music synthesizers, today they're all digital, but when they first started coming out, the Moog, the Paiya, those were effectively analog computers. So that'll put it in context for all you tech heads out there. Israel is launching a massive recruitment drive for social media warriors. They're basically launching this to basically just get so many people onto social media to push Israel's propaganda, to attack those who are supportive of Palestinian rights. And this is apparently being led by Strategic Affairs Minister Gilad Erdan, who's also the public security minister. And he was quoted by the Times of Israel as saying, "I'm proud to launch the first government program to support pro-Israel organizations and activists around the world." So there's the giveaway. When you see somebody on social media who's out there saying Israel is great, and anybody who says otherwise is a dirty, filthy, Jew-hating anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens, they're paid to be there. So it's a propaganda war. And we know a lot of people are paid to be on social media, and not just about Israel and Palestine, pushing movies, TV shows, a lot of these websites that are set up supposedly for ordinary people to comment on movies and TVs, they get taken over as well. It's a service that is openly advertised and sold by public relations firms. Now, here is an interesting little story coming out of the Daily Mail. And it's saying how this virtual reality phone app could actually help spot Alzheimer's by testing patients' ability to navigate a computer-simulated world. And they're saying that this device could actually identify the disease earlier than with the current gold standard cognitive tests. And so somewhere down the road, they say there will be a smartphone app that will help disorder, help diagnose the disorder at home. Maybe, maybe not. I have a concern about anything that's on your smartphone or tablet that claims to be diagnosing your medical condition. Is it more accurate than the doctor's? Less accurate? Is it biased in favor of pushing you to buy a product? Because we know that these apps very often have hidden financial connections, pushing a product or something. Anyway, okay, over in New York, they have just passed a bill. It's likely to be signed by Governor Cuomo, and it basically bans all undetectable firearms. And so making, selling, transporting, or possessing 3D-printed guns and other detectable firearms will be banned under this law. And I don't know that it's going to be effective, because there's another story that came on out over at Zero Hedge saying that 3D-printed guns are unstoppable. There's a whole new movement, a decentralized network of self-defense rights that are swapping plans for 3D printed guns. There's no central repository like there was the last time. All right, there's the music. Time for us to take a station identification break. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is